you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now I
Rick Adams is on.
Righty. Ooh, I'm getting a little feedback. Right? Give me some of that. Give me some of that equalization. Come on. Do it now. All right, I'm still getting feedback. I'm still getting a reverb. Now I'm not. All right. He got the right button. And they say they got the right man, ladies and gentlemen. The suspects, these brothers who were described as Caucasian, but others are saying are, in fact, Jews, well, we don't know. Folks, one thing I've been saying all along, since last night when we left the air and all of the shenanigans and the crossfire took place in Watertown, Massachusetts, from Boston, is that we don't know. We just simply don't know the facts. And anyone who says they know for sure that 20 school children were killed at Sandy Hook and 7 adults, or maybe 10, and a whole bunch of others, is simply not telling you the truth. And when it comes to the latest on this crime spree that started at the Boston Marathon just this past Monday, Patriots Day, as it's called, I say the same. The so-called suspects are now convicts, okay? One dead, purportedly, and again, I say purportedly, because no matter what I'm reading to you tonight, we simply don't know. We have a 26-year-old man. We have a 19-year-old man, the 26-year-old older brother. Is said to have been killed in that gun battle that took place involving an incredible exchange of firepower on behalf of the police and military in the Boston Watertown area. And now we have announced the capture of this young man, his brother, Johar. And the name is Johar, I believe it's pronounced Seneyev. They're said to be Chechenian brothers, and it got me thinking. Now, Chechnya, for those of you who probably don't know, was in the news up until, well, about the last couple of years or so, up to about, well, I would say 2008 and 9, and that sort of disappeared from the media landscape. But it would be worth, if we had the time, once again, discussing a little bit about Chechnya and Kyrgyzstan and those areas that were once part of the Soviet Empire, and the propaganda that originated from the media then about who was doing the bombing vis-a-vis Russia and Chechnya and who was ultimately responsible, may shed some light on why, on just why we have these two suspects, one dead, the other taken into custody just a matter of minutes ago as of this broadcast, okay? So we'll come back, and I want to discuss a little bit about it and really get into the main issue more so than any of these purported details, because there are some very interesting things happening while we speak. Listen up, Rick Adams Uncensored.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
I'm not weak. You don't approve? No, I don't.
Well, I do, folks. I do approve of one thing, and that is, as I bring up Dr. K from his symposiums that he's conducting to join me on this emergency broadcast tonight, I do approve of one thing, and that is getting to the bottom of this. Once again, Dr. K, welcome to the program.
Yeah. It's great to be here. Really
great. I sense, Dr. K, I smell a rat here, and I'm suspicious. I don't want to jump to conclusions about anything. I never do. I'm very cautious. But I notice the way the media have been, once again, the Jewish media have been handling this right from the get-go, and the name droppings they've been putting here into this equation, jumping the gun, making false statements, statements that were later proven to be false, a lot of them being fed by the so-called law enforcement community about the this chase that took place starting last night following the Boston Marathon bombing. So once again, how this was created, how one man was purportedly shot, killed in the crossfire, his brother just taken supposedly right now, that he is a key suspect, the second suspect as they're calling him in this bombing, is absolutely beyond me, because we have so much contradictory testimony now on the part of the mother, on the part of the father, on others who are absolutely shocked at this whole ordeal, particularly when the FBI was involved with one of them, we're told, at least one, maybe the other brother, over the last several years.
Well, you know, you can't believe, as you know, a word that comes from the Zionist murderous, proven mass murderer Zionists.
That's a given.
Gloat. Who we caught them gloating in the murder on dancing on top of that van, mm-hmm. The so-called dancing Israelis. We caught them gloating in the Zionist Strip about Netanyahu saying it's good for Israel to murder Americans. They are the suspect, and the only suspect when politically charged mass murder, when politically and financially and control-oriented murderous acts occur across the globe, the only suspect is the Zionist community, and it's a community. It's a cabal.
Revelation 18:5. Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I said Revelation, the book of the Bible, Revelation 18, you know. In her was found the blood of the prophets and the saints and the disciples and the blood of all that was slain upon the earth and the wars that have they yeah. engineered. So you're right, absolutely right, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And what you're talking about is a murderous house, the house of Rothschild, which we said that the premise or it feeds, the monster feeds on Islamophobia.
It does. Yeah.
It feeds on radical extremism, so-called Christian. I mean, there was what I call, it's like a cross worship. You don't worship God, you don't worship anything, you worship something. But so those Christian Zionists, in collaboration with the Zionists, are the enemy of the human race. They are the people who, when you approach them about a Sandy Hook, or you approach them about this, their eyes shut, their ears shut, and they feast on the blood of the Muslims and, the innocents. Christians, too, Christian Palestinians. Anything that's a Middle Easterner, it's like a feast, a beast that will eat it and will shed that blood. Look at the Afghan villager. What does the Afghan villager have to do with anything just to murder him? It murder his children, murder them in a wedding. So the Rothschild vile Zionist beast has been revealed in its hoax of 911 and Sandy Hook. It reacted like you would expect a devilish monster to react, and it blew up the people. AP, Reuters are culprits, CBS. It blew up the people in the Boston Marathon. When the pincer movement of the internet came down on the House of Rothschild, murderous entity, then it flexed its muscle in AP and Reuters and CBS with a secondary patsy. And let me just say this. I can say that the guy who's pictured on nodisinfo.com, I can't mm-hmm. prove he did this, but the man who's pictured, the mm-hmm. backpack that he has,
right.
is the exact backpack type that the bomb was in. Now, nobody's paying any attention to him. Instead, we have to yep. move in on... It wouldn't work to do Saudis. That one failed.
No.
There weren't enough dark-skinned people there to pin down. A lot of African-Americans, but they're not in the cabal's radar at this time.
At this time, yeah.
Yeah, at this time. Mm-hmm. They were. Now, mm-hmm. so we... To make it look right, we go Eastern European.
Right.
This is the scam.
But you see, and you're right, and absolutely. I mean, it was the same with the Times Square bomber. I mean, and it took your analysis to see by the cameras there that were being used across the street to see a rabbi actually do the bombing.
Yeah.
Was the FBI recruited a young Muslim man, and he said that was the guy, they said, it was he who carried out the bombings in Times Square, or the potential bombings that were going to take place. Of course, they interdicted it.
Yeah, they framed a Muslim chap who had just gotten married, and nobody knows what happened to him. I just talked to a cab driver. He said that he's from a Muslim background. They're not Orthodox Muslims. He said that his wife's nephew in this country in 2003 was snaked down by the FBI and told he was a terrorist. No one has heard from him since 2005. They don't know where he is. No one can find him. And so if they decide that they have to have a couple of Chechens in this case, they just take them down. You know, there was this supposed murder of a security guard. That'd be a perfect alibi because the guy may have went to school there or whatever. And then you go get him. You kill him, maybe? I don't know. Capture? rendition him. No one ever hears from him again. And how convenient, isn't it? They wanted whoever to do this, in theory, alive, so they could go down the chain of the situation. How convenient that the primary perpetrator, so-called, which is a lie, is supposedly shot dead.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is
We don't know, because, again, as I always say on this program, I would not believe, and I caution listeners, to not believe anything that we are being spoon-fed in this corrupt media. There just is simply too much evidence that they fabricate news. And that's why we're bringing it out to show the listeners that it needs to be critically analyzed before any conclusions can be drawn. Now, unfortunately, the average person, the masses out there, don't have the wherewithal intellectually or in terms of discernment to understand these basic fundamental principles of knowing how the enemy works. And as you've identified the enemy in Revelation 18, you know, in the scriptures, you know, we know who that enemy is going back to Genesis 3:15. So we understand that they operate, and as they boast, by way of deception. We make war by way of lying and deception. And that's the key. They lie, they deceive. We've established the fact that they have almost locked grip control over all of the so-called intel agencies that we have operating in this country today. And that is true of Britain, that is true of France, that is true of Germany today, and that is true of other countries where they operate and actually have interplay. They have a little cabal of people that serve in intel, and they work together, they share their secrets and so forth, they plan things together. But the one thing that is interesting is that when you consider all of the testimony now that we have from other sources, from the parents of these young men, these brothers, it doesn't fit any profile whatsoever. Now, what is Homeland Security? What is Chertoff trying to create here? They're trying to create a new homegrown, they've said it today, Dr. K, a homegrown terrorist who has come from another country, one of whom becomes a U.S. citizen, and then becomes, quote, radicalized, perhaps. Maybe the internet, maybe certain sites that the FBI will tell us about that have led these young men to, quote, hate America and become bombers, you know, in Boston. So all of this will be forthcoming, I am sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is for sure the case that it couldn't be such a coincidence, such a convenient, you know, stepwise of events. The ADL predicted that there would be a specific pressure cooker bomb with nuts. I mean, with bell bearings and nails and they predicted there. You know, Isser Harrell said that the World Trade Centers would be blown up. I mean, you know, we received warnings from the Mossad that there could be an event in September of 2001. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to configure who's behind this. And, I mean, first of all, those two Chechens have nothing to do with this. Nothing. They are patsies. They are scapegoats for World Jewry, which has been caught red-handed, massacring the people in Boston. They have no motive. One of them wants to be a boxer on a U.S. Olympic team. If that's the case, if that quote's true, then it's feasible that they would have been out and about to see the marathon.
And
I can guarantee you that this is about creating and recreating the Islamic monster in the American people's eyes and in the world.
Now watch for the tie-ins to come, and you watch and see what emanates from here in terms of the propaganda about what these boys were looking at online and what impressed them. We'll come back, folks, more of Rick Adams Uncensored.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams on. Ouch.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
All right, folks, we're back now. Dr. K and myself. Dr. K, I think I'm going to at this time here, just if you would defer, I would just like to play the audio of the Russian TV interview that was conducted with the mother of these two young men and what she has to say. And let's give it to our audience to hear how the FBI was moving in and trying to set up these patsies. According to what she's saying, and the father, who was quite adamant, if you watched him and his interview, he was a man whose countenance displayed utmost seriousness and sincerity. So let's hear what this question is now in her response. Go ahead. Okay, listen.
I'm sure, but what can you tell me about your sons and your thoughts of what they're accused of tonight?
Well, can I speak now?
Yes, you are indeed. You're live on RT.
Thank you. Well, what can I tell? It is it's really like a hard thing to hear. And being a mother, what I can say is I am really sure. I am like 100% sure that this is a setup. my two sons are really innocent, and I know that my neither of them never have talked about whatever they're saying about now. And what I want to say is, my both of them were my youngest one was raised actually like raised from 8 years. He was raised in America, and my oldest son, he is really properly raised, and in our house nobody talked about the terrorism. And my son Tamerlan really was got involved in the religion, religious politics 5 years ago. So he started following his own religious aspects, and he never told me that he would be on the side of jihad, and whatever they're talking, whatever is talking about him being a loser, themselves are the losers. My son would never do this. My son, it's just not. He was controlled by FBI like for three, five years. They knew what my son was doing. They knew what actions and what the sites on internet he was going. They used to come home. They used to come and talk to me. They used to tell me that, you know, that they are controlling his. They were telling me that he's a really a serious leader, and they are afraid of him. They said, they told me that whatever computer site or whatever is there, whatever information he's getting, they are controlling him. So how could this happen? How could they? They were controlling every step of him, and they are telling today that this is a terrorist act. Never, ever, this is not true. My two sons are an innocent.
I do take in what you're saying there, but I have to put to you, how can you explain the violent chase your sons were involved in early this morning, the use of explosives and the use of firearms?
I'm sorry?
I take in everything you say there, that you say your sons have been set up, but I'm asking you, please, if you can, I know it's a very difficult time for you, but can you explain, therefore, what the violent chase your sons were involved in was about this morning, and the fact that they were firing at police officers and throwing explosives out of the car at them?
Uh-huh. Well, you mean the youngest one?
Well, I gather both were involved in this early morning chase, and both were firing and throwing explosives out of that SUV at the time. How can you explain their involvement in that?
I never believe into it. I never believe into it. I think that it is. I know my son never spoke about those things, and I am a mother. I raised them. They were highly intelligent. Whatever FBI, they were scared of my oldest son. They always told me that he is a leader. He is they are afraid of him because they think that he is a. You know, he's a leader. He talks about Islam a lot, and they told me, but they were talking to my son, and they called me officially, and they told me that my son is an excellent boy, and they have no problem with that, with him. So,
all right, the break's coming up, Dr. K. I did want to get back to that.
But
now, you see, the question is a great question, and what we hear here is, I'll let you give your analysis. I have my own.
Sad, brutal, filthy Rothschild media.
Yes.
And its reach, Zionist Jewry, its filthy reach, its intimidation, its brutality. A mother who apparently has a child already murdered, and they're attacking her, attacking his character. I think we remember something about that with Adam Lanza, do we not?
It's exactly the same profile.
Exactly,
I was thinking. Yeah.
But
what we have here, I'm going to get back to the answer. Now, she's a mother who's distraught. She's obviously so distraught. She's even having problems keeping her head up to try to communicate, to try to reveal how she feels as a mom. The father, of course, was a little bit more sedate. Nevertheless,
yeah.
He was
angry.
I think
she's done a fantastic job, though, of saying, hey, she's fighting against the extreme.
Well, here's the thing. The thing is that we don't have any proof positive of who was doing the firing.
What firing?
All we have is the word of the government.
Yeah.
We'll come right back to that, folks, in just 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Then do it by legal means. We can't. We haven't got time.
Well, that's exactly what the FBI says. We won't do it by legal means. We'll do it by any means in order to get our pound of flesh. And now, Dr. K, you make a lot of sense once again. And I have to say that not because of my own understanding and my own predilections about the Zionist cabal and the synagogue of Satan, but also because there has been a very clear-cut pattern of racial profiling since 9/11. And it was brought to us by Homeland Security, Chertoff and Company. They made it pretty evident that what they seek to do is, as you've said, demonize a particular group of people in a particular part of the world in which they intend to extend their hegemony and using American forces to do their dirty work for them. So that's evident. That's pretty clear. Now, in this case, you have FBI, again, according to the mother, according to her conversations with her sons, and who knows sons better than a mother.
Yeah,
you know, the FBI was festering a plot here, as they've done repeatedly.
Yeah. I don't know quite what happened, if indeed that Facebook post is from the FBI that we've reposted, calling for anybody to find the individual that has the backpack that exploded, you know, who is of Eastern European Caucasus, I mean, apparent or, you know, European descent, whatever it is. But the point is, the individual with the backpack that exploded is obviously not an Arab or a Muslim. So did they go to their files and say the best people to pin, since this is getting unwound, is these Chechens who we already know of? We know their address.
Well, that would make perfect sense.
We know they're not armed. We can go kill them. We can capture them. You know, she's already made it clear that the FBI has been watching them, right?
She's made it abundantly clear. She's made it clear. The father also speaks very eloquently about his son, and he has made some very, I think, damaging statements, too, about this persecution.
Can that we apparently hear him?
Well, we don't have an audio clip yet, but we have his statements that was reported to the Citizens for Lawful Government, actually legitimate government, and they've been under a hacking experience themselves. And what the suspect father has basically told the police and the law enforcers, so to speak, in a he did a telephone interview, actually, in Los Angeles about it. He was called by the L.A. Times. So we're not privy to everything he said. Nevertheless, he basically said that these two sons of his were singled out because of their faith, their deep faith, their nonviolence, and the fact that they would make perfect patsies. This is what he's been saying. They would make perfect patsies for the government and the demonization of their faith. Now, this is what Homeland Security has been telling us from day one. The Justice Department, Chertoff came from the Justice Department. He was there when Ashcroft, do you remember Ashcroft, was allowing these Israeli agents to go back to Israel to take up residence there rather than holding them, rather than trying them. And they were caught in the act. There were others who were caught in an espionage ring at the same time, essentially, and they were allowed to go back. That was Chertoff, okay? That was his DOJ. And now we have Chertoff with his own companies again, with Homeland Security, demonizing not only Islam, but now they're beginning to tell us, as we heard from Brother Nathaniel's program last night, that what they want to do is concentrate on other extremists. Anybody is suspect except Jews, of course.
Yeah.
And that is the American Patriot Movement. My gosh, what more can we say?
This mother is brave. She's tough. For her to get up in front of Jewry like that and stay strong and fight back, I mean, that's a big deal. And you know, God bless her.
She's a mother.
She is.
She's a mother. What decent mother would not do that? Now,
you know?
I'm not saying because she's the mother that she's going to defend them no matter what. Not at all.
No.
But clearly, she knows her sons and daughters. She knows the FBI personally contacted them, one of them in particular. He led this man. The FBI agents obviously were setting him up. They were setting him and his brother up in order for a future event, as you said,
and not in the way that some people would like to think that they did the bombing, but just that they had them in file, if need be, to blame for what they did or what they allowed to be coordinated.
They're claiming that no, they didn't have any data file, any filings on these two boys, and that was a lie.
Yeah,
that was an out-and-out lie reported tonight on all of the media, because now that's contradicted by the personal testimony of the mother, and that can be easily verified, and even the media had to admit later, yes, the FBI was involved years ago with this family,
Yeah. What they were doing for the Russian Jew Bolshevik government was harassing and intimidating anybody because, you know, when Dudaev, the general, was defeating the Russians left and right, an ex-Russian general, he was on the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. government gave the satellite reading to the Russians, and they hit him with a cruise missile or whatever Russian missile they had. So, but there are two preemptives that the communist broadcasting did. One was, it said, these guys are armed and dangerous. The public should not approach them. This was the day before. See how they do it? Mm-hmm. And so then they faked They faked this thing about them throwing bombs out of an SUV.
Well, we have no confirmation, no independent, and even the media themselves locally in Boston and in my area were saying this is what the government is claiming. These are the suspects. They're saying, that is, the government agents are saying that they were, you know, being attacked by all these pressure cooker type bombs, or they were hurling them at them, and one in particular, the youngest son who was on the run, was flinging these things at them, and they brought in the heavy military here, and there's a lockdown in Boston. Stay in your homes. Don't come out. Don't see anything. Don't answer your door unless it's us. And, you know, I mean, I'm not unrealistic. Look, I can understand in a real criminal, you know, rage where there are real criminals and, you know, Jack the Ripper type of criminals out there that, you know, the police would be there and say, look, don't come out, don't face them yourself, we'll try to help you. But here we have a contrived story again. We have a story where the FBI itself is suspect, not the suspects. We have Homeland Security, we have the entire apparatus of this government, except the Boston police themselves. Now, the Boston police themselves, I think, seriously, would do a very good job if they were not overshadowed by the FBI taking control here.
Yeah.
And this is the problem with the Boston police. We saw it, my God, with the Whitey Bulger case, how the FBI actually went out and this agent, Connolly, was responsible for the death of somebody. They lied. They framed an individual. My God.
Yeah, of course. And in this case, these two young guys, they're, you know, on CCTV camera somewhere, or they were spliced in or whatever. But what's curious about this is that the mole that's identified on NoDisinfo.com, we have to presume because it's his backpack, that individual is working his way through the crowd towards the barrier. They never show any video of these two gentlemen, not that I've seen, methodically working their way to the barrier where the bomb was dropped.
I haven't seen any myself, no.
They said, well, we do have a video of them putting the bomb down somewhere, but we're not going to show that because it's too macabre. What's macabre about that? If you had that video, then show it. You
yep.
don't have it. Just like you don't have any CCTV of Sandy Hook. So one has to look. The shadows of the runners and the shadows of the people in Sandy Hook are perpendicular, they're actually perpendicular to the road. The shadows of the CCTV are at a 45-degree angle, so that would be a different area potentially. Someone has to really analyze these videos and see if indeed they are on that pavement, and it could be that they happen to be walking through, but we do not see them walking into the crowd. That's the important thing.
So,
it is important. The other guy, we can see him walking through the crowd, and people look, you know, and he's going to the area.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so, okay, give us the evidence. If you can show us that these are legitimate camera views and single shot views of these two individuals going to the barrier, dropping the backpack off, even though it's not the one that the FBI showed us, then we could say that there could be an accomplice at that point. You're not showing us anything like that.
Oh, no. Again, this whole thing, as I said in opening the program, is just so sordid. It's amazing because all we're being told is what they want us to know. The media are the errand boys. They're handing it over to us. And I just sampled some opinions of people today just in sitting down in places, you know, where people were talking. And one guy comes storming out of a place and said, they ought to hang this. I said, who? And he said, this guy said, how do you know he had anything to do with it? Well, you know, that means you know, he was ranting and raving and rambling and just screaming. And I said, well, you don't know anything. I said, do you realize that this government in Washington has committed crimes against you, has committed crimes against Americans, violation of the U.S. Constitution, drone attacks and so forth? And I said, did you know that? And he said, oh, I didn't know. And I said, of course you didn't know. You didn't know anything until the paper put it on the front page, and they'll put a face there, they'll put two faces, they'll put other faces, and they'll say, this is the face of terror. they did it on 9/11, and I tried to explain it to him, and I sort of calmed him down and made him think a little bit, but that's what we call agitation propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
Agit propaganda.
Yeah, I had a woman tell me today that you have a sick sense of humor just because I said it's not just this one that's a phony, the Sandy Hook thing. You know, and
yep.
So this is why they can do it. You have
right.
250 million or 80 million people that are going to attack you or me because we say what really happened. Did they ever bother to say that CNN has a sick sense of humor? Of course they wouldn't. Of course, I think that individual happened to be of a certain social and cultural background. And when I mentioned the fact that Jean Rosen was an actor, I believe she took offense at that one. But in any case, regardless, on a higher note, it is my humble assessment that the backpack, the black backpack, which contained the pressure cooker bomb, is not the same backpack that is seen on these two individuals. That's a start, at least. You know, it's a start to say that something's wrong with their assessment. There's a lot more that's wrong. The fact that they predicted that they were armed and dangerous, even though they're not armed and they're not dangerous, even though they have no bombs,
mm-hmm.
That tells you that they were ready 48 hours before for the hit. Yeah.
Well, this was pre-planned again, this hit. These scapegoats were pre-planned. We don't know for sure now. We have no real confirmation, no body that the parents can confirm. Of the older brother, Tamerlan. The other point was that the mother, who was being interviewed here on RTV, RT, was basically essentially trying to say, and if we have a moment, we'll get back to what you were saying, but, you know, show me the evidence. Show me the evidence that it was my son, that it was my son who was engaging in this sort of attack on the police. Now, we don't have footage. We don't have evidence.
There isn't
we
any.
Need that. We need that if we are going to judge fairly and honestly in this country that we call based upon justice, freedom, and the American way. We cannot jump to these false conclusions.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem. See?
I can guarantee you that there will not be any photography or videography surfacing of these two young men throwing anything out of a car. It's possible that one of them got in a car and skedaddled, knowing that the FBI might kill him. That's a possibility.
Well, I mean, it's very easy to panic in a situation like that. If you felt your brother had just been killed in a gunfight or whatever, and you know you're afraid you're going to be next, you certainly would take off, obviously.
Yeah, and I'll just reiterate to everybody, the individual who is carrying the exact backpack that was where a bomb detonated is not these two individuals.
No,
is the fingering of that individual? I don't know if the FBI really did finger him. We have posted the FBI link where they showed the pictures of the same guy. We published it first, and the FBI apparently published it too. We put their published material on the website. We said it's matching, and then a day later, this is what we get. We get spoon-fed with Islamophobia, which had died down, which was dying out, and we expected it. You and I said they're going to do more terror.
And I'm going to say it right now, too, that we're just beginning, folks, with this, and you're going to find it maybe in your neighborhood, maybe where you go. So I want to tell you right now, be very, very cautious and be very mindful that this is definitely Mossad. And how you can tell is by who benefits and who are the staffers in Washington who control Homeland Security. Now, that's imperative. We're going to see more probably this weekend, next week. It may lay off for a bit because they may have gone too far now. They've got somebody they can hang, pound of flesh, but they are going to resume until they accomplish what we saw in Boston this past week.
And they're getting resistance from the mother. It's not like these milk toasts and useless of humanity in Newtown and Sandy Hook, where not even one local, not one person will pipe up and say something's wrong.
Oh, I think there's a lot of fear.
They got a nice, tough you know, Chechen woman who's been through it all, and she's going to fight to the death on this. But I mean, I would, despite this, one has to be cautious and realize that Rahm Emanuel's here in Chicago. And what
Rahm Emanuel is, yeah, a Rahm Emanuel, Axelrod, you know, his brother Zeke Emanuel, they still control this administration more now than ever before, no matter where they are.
And it's past doing it here.
Right here in Illinois. Look, you know, with all of these budget cuts that supposedly are taking place, the schools, the enraged mobs of parents and so forth, he's laughing all the way to the bank. You know, he's having a ball. And I wish I had more time, but I don't have time on that clip. One thing I did want to say, Dr. K, before we take the break and try to take a call, is that what we just saw this week is the beginning of a military occupation in American cities, folks. That's what follows the explosion. Now you know who's responsible for it. Okay, we'll come right back with our final segment. Dr. K and Rick Adams will take the call.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back in just a moment.
Are you with us or are you not? I'm not.
And that's me, folks. I am not with this lie, this disinfo from the government, and we are not united on this. We are not going to just lay down and play dead, roll over, and do the popular thing that you'll be hearing on talk radio for the next 2 months about how these two evil young men were responsible for carnage in Boston without any evidence to that effect. We're not going to do that, and we shouldn't do it. None of us should. All right, let's take a call from BJ in Arizona, I believe. Hello, BJ.
Hi, Rick and Dr. K.
Hi, BJ.
Did you hear about the professor was saying it was a drill on the announcement he heard? A university of Mogul.
I didn't hear the professor. I heard the guy in Alabama, the teacher or whoever.
Right, you're right. He said that it was announced on the microphone or, you know, announcement thing that it was a drill.
Yes, if you're talking about Sam, he was a runner, and he announced that that they said that the dogs, the sniffer dogs, were there. Don't worry, nothing will happen. It's just a drill practicing.
And in fact, it was a drill. It was a drill for amassing all the first responders, all the various government agencies, federal, local, a drill for locking cities down, test of how many sheeple are left, a chill on big events, rise in envelopes, you know, nuke the fertilizer plant. It looks like a nuclear bomb there, that fire. And then I didn't even know what happened at JFK. You know, I mean, I haven't gotten to that yet, but
JFK,
this is a complete terror.
It is a terror. We thought we were kind of getting some pressure to truth, and then they pulled this Chechen triangle thing, and it becomes even more terror.
Sandy Hook TV movie.
Yeah, Sandy Hook backfired. Pardon the pun. And that when we exposed it here on this program exclusively, then went out on the World Wide Web and on other sites all over the world. People starting to get nervous about it, so they had to implement this additional phase of their plans to bring about some real killings and once again focus in on Islamophobia, on Chechnyans, on nationalism and so forth. And you're right, I said it, I've said it again and again and again, I will say it. The lockdown has just begun. We're seeing Humvees now. We're going to see tanks patrolling the streets. After the next incidents, we're going to see Marines and uniforms, United Nations troops, on streets across America to keep us safe. You watch.
Yes.
They're getting afraid of us because they do see the resistance on the gun issue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the sad thing is this.
The Senate vote was a false one. They're going to come back and get it. You know,
well, the sad thing is this, though. Will the American people typically open their arms and say, keep me safe?
Yes.
At any price?
Mm-hmm. Well, my girlfriend, who I thought all this time was really had her eyes open, she just called me and spent an hour telling me the whole story, because I won't turn television on. The whole story, and I'm telling her, back up from the television, hello.
It's a very powerful drug.
Even she got sucked in because she was home all week watching.
She
got pulled in.
The drama, yeah. The FBI has a file of individuals, and they just picked from them and decided on these two poor guys.
Because they pulled a bunch of stuff off my Facebook, and I only have like a few friends. It's not like it's going out to the world.
Well, you know, they know anybody that stands for the truth. So,
thank you for your call. Appreciate your input. There's one of many, many countless listeners in this nation that are not deceived, Dr. K, and we're not just laying down and playing dead now, are we?
No, it's true.
God bless you.
You too.
And we will talk again. Folks, another week, and God knows what befalls us next, but remember, trust in Him only and no one else. Rick Adams, we'll see you. Good night.